Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN listener-supported community radio. Tonight's presentation is Red Raincoat on a Sunny Day, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Lisa Murphy Collins. It's a sunny day in Dallas, Texas, on November 22, 1963.
Camelot. Camelot.
Jean! Yoo-hoo! Jean, over here!
Hi there. Thank you, Mary. I appreciate you driving. I really wasn't keen on taking the bus downtown.
Of course, Jean. Happy to. The bus is too slow.
Too damn slow. I'd miss every damn thing.
My, Jean. How your language has gotten so colorful.
Has it? You think it's too much?
Oh, I don't know. It's fine, I guess. Though the change in you is certainly noticeable since you've been seeing that policeman.
JB. Yeah. Mary, you know it's just a flirtation. My divorce from Bill isn't final yet.
Well, I know.
Why, Mary, you think I'm a fallen woman. Go on, admit it.
I do not. Jean, you are my best friend in the whole wide world, a mother to two fine children, and the best damn school teacher in the city. I'd swear to that on a stack of Bibles.
Well, good. I haven't slept with him yet.
Why the hell not?
Oh, Mary, you're a hoot. He's going to be in the parade, you know.
J.B.?
Yes, indeed, and that's Officer J.B. Marshall to you, young lady.
Well, okay. Gosh, Jean, I haven't been corrected by a school teacher since I was 16.
Oh, really? What'd you do?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Why, Mary?
Scandalous.
How far are we going? Are you going to park on Main?
No, too crowded. I'm going to go around to the other side of the old courthouse and park on Commerce.
Good thinking, Lincoln.
Plenty early. It's only 11 o'clock.
Maybe we should go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yes, indeedy. I know just the place. You met my friend Allison?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Well, then, let's not dawdle. The coffee's hot, and I want to take a look-see at the line cook. The way Allie talked about him last time I seen her makes me think something's up between them.
Thanks, honey.
You going out to the plaza?
Oh, I don't know whether to stay here in the Main or walk over to Houston.
I wish I could go. I'm on a double, and I won't get out of here till late.
Well, I feel sorry for you, honey. The whole city's out there.
Don't rub it in.
Here, you keep this extra dollar for yourself.
Bless your heart.
Maybe I'll see you sometime. Allison, is it?
Yes, indeed. That's my name.
Jim, where the hell is your radio?
I don't let my waitresses holler at me like that.
Right now, I am your only waitress, and I can holler all I want. There's nobody in here.
Nobody?
Not one damn soul.
I don't believe you.
Well, come out from the kitchen and look.
I've never seen it this empty right before lunch.
Was I right? I told you we should have closed.
I say when we open, and I say when we close. Right now, we are open.
People seem to have other things on their mind today.
Well, Miss Smarty Pants, here come some folks now.
Allison! Allie! There's nobody in here.
Mary, I know that. Jim, could you please go get the radio and bring it out here so as we can hear what's happening? Please?
Why, he's an attractive fella.
Why, he is not. And tense as a doorbell besides.
Allie, I want you to meet my friend Jean.
Why, hi, Jeannie. Pleased to meet you.
Jeannie, that's my daughter's name.
Oh, you go by Jean?
I do. Got a boy, Billy, too.
Well, my. If I don't get the lady's whole life story. Mary, how come you never brought this lovely Jean around before now?
I would, of course.
I'm new in town, a bit. My two kids and I moved from Oklahoma a year or so ago, where my mom and daddy still live. They're divorced now. I teach school, of course.
Of course.
Jean's a little excited.
I can tell. But would you two like to sit at the counter? I can pretend like I'm working when Jim comes back with the radio.
Jean, you okay with that? We got a good half hour before the parade winds its way through downtown.
Jean, you a Kennedy fan? Coffee, ladies?
Yes, please. I'd like some pie, too.
Well, I suppose I am. I can't really say I pay that much attention to government. Of course, I vote and all.
Hun, peach cobbler okay?
Oh, sure.
Anything for you?
Thank you. Oh, no, I couldn't eat.
Well, ain't you something? You surely are a Kennedy fan.
No, Allie, it ain't that necessarily.
Oh. I am a Kennedy fan.
Oh, Jean. Allie, you gotta keep this under your hat. Our little Jean here has a boyfriend in the parade.
Mary, stop now. It's nothing. Good for you, Jean. Mary, why do you make it sound so hush-hush?
I'm still married, technically. The divorce isn't final.
And she's a school teacher.
I already told her that. Mary, stop. You're embarrassing me.
Mary, don't you say another word about this sweet woman.
Thank you, Allison. You are my new best friend.
So, who's your boyfriend?
He's with the police.
His name is J.B. Marshall. He's a motorcycle officer, and he told me last night that he'll be right up alongside the president and Jackie.
Oh. Now I'm getting excited.
Mary.
Oh, I could just pee myself.
Jam! The radio!
I can't get it to work.
Dear God, my word. Stuck here while all the excitement passes me by.
Allie, I'll show you my pictures after. I brought my new Polaroid. Instant pictures.
I think I will have that peach cobbler, if you don't mind.
Hell no. What else I got to do? Jam! Go buy another radio!
Allison, I do not have the time to go and buy another radio. Just give me a few more minutes. I'll get it working.
Allison, you be nicer to him. He's a good man.
Most of the time. Occasionally, he's a very good man.
Oh, Allie, you're bad.
Here you go, honey. Peach cobbler's on me, account of you having to put up with this one.
Oh, so that's how it is.
Just get me a picture of the president, won't you, dear heart?
You know I will.
I'm holding you to that. You make sure she does, Jean. Otherwise, I'm going to charge you for that cobbler.
What in the world? It's 3 deep on the sidewalk already. Let's get off Houston and go over to Elm.
Oh, I have an idea.
Anything, just get us away from all these people. Jean Hill, you are a constant source of amazement. How did you talk our way into the triangle?
I didn't talk. I flirted with that policeman. Were you watching?
No, ma'am. I was afraid I'd blush.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, come on. He's a friend of JB's. Of course he's gonna let us pass.
Oh, Jean, this is so much better. I could positively do somersaults all out here on the lawn. Whee!
Don't you dare.
I'm just kidding, silly. I'm gonna see the president.
Oh, shit. We really are going to see the president.
Oh, that motorcycle policeman has certainly turned you salty.
Mary, we're going to see the president.
And he's going to see you, honey. God, who could miss you in that red raincoat?
Do you like it?
I do.
You think JB will notice me?
Jean, honey, the whole wide world couldn't help but notice you.
Good. And the whole wide world oughta, because it's a fine day and I'm feeling fine.
And look. The clouds are parting.
It's a beautiful day in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, Jean, let's get closer to Elm.
Think we should cross Elm and get up on that knoll? That's where people are. We might have a better view.
No, I want to be right here. I want to reach out and touch him if I can.
You better not. I'll have JB arrest you.
Okay, glamour puss. Pose for me, will ya? I want to make sure this camera's working proper before the parade gets here. Make sure it's tip-top.
Well, all right.
Oh, beautiful. Why, Jean Hill, you should have been a model.
Give me those pictures.
Hold your horses. They gotta dry first.
Is that what you're doing? Shaking them around like that?
Yep. It's a Polaroid. They're different. Space age. Not like my old brownie. Here you go.
My. They definitely capture the moment. I'm gonna give them to JB.
Hear that? That sound.
Yeah, I do. What is that?
Like a low roar.
You still hungry, Mary? Is that your stomach?
That's Dallas. That's us. We're cheering. The president and Jackie, they're close. Oh, Mary, I can see the motorcycles on Main. They're going to be here any minute. I think I can see JB.
Oh, you and your policeman.
They just turned on to Houston.
My word, I'm about to die of excitement.
Don't you dare, Mary Norman. We promised Allison a picture of the president.
Well, I'll get it. I will.
Oh, look. There he is. JB.
Mary, I think JB saw me.
Oh, honey, you are smitten.
The cars are turning on Elm. Can you see them?
Yes, Jean. I'm right beside you after all.
I see them. I can see Jackie in pink. Can you see her?
The president. He's on the other side of the car. We need to get closer.
Hey, Mr. President, look over here. We want to take your picture. Mary, take the picture.
Get down! Jean, they're shooting!
Mary, blood!
Jean, get down, please!
A flash. There's a man running, getting away!
Jean, don't go out into the street!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
Ma'am?
Officer, the shot came from over there. Over there, wooden fence, there. From over there. From there, look!
Catch your breath.
Where is the man in the brown raincoat? He was running. I saw him running away. Why are you carrying a rifle?
Just guarding the perimeter.
Who are you?
Let me help you.
No, I'm okay.
I'm sorry, hold up. Who are you chasing?
The man in the brown raincoat.
You saw him shoot the president?
No. Leave me alone. The shot came from there, behind the fence. The man in the brown raincoat started running toward him. Don't you understand? He ran toward the shot. So I started chasing him. I nearly got hit crossing Elm. I've got to catch that man. Help me, please.
You'd better be still. Ma'am, look at me.
Let go of me! You don't know what I saw! Get your hands out of my pockets! What are you doing?
Be quiet, please.
Those are my photos! Just who do you think you are?
We know who we are. The question is, who are you?
That's what we're going to find out. So just start walking and keep smiling. Just like we're all real good friends. We don't want any trouble.
No.
What did you say to me?
You are not my friends. I see my friend. Mary!
God damn it!
See that, can't you, Jean?
Jean, perhaps we should hasten this process.
How do you know our names?
You're dating one of our own. Names get around.
I asked. You said you weren't police.
That's right.
Do you have any more questions for us?
No.
Well, that's real nice to hear. I have a few questions for you. And you too, Mary.
Yeah. Okay.
So Mary, why did you come here today?
What's that supposed to mean?
Mrs. Hill, please only respond if a question is directed to you.
I just think that's a ridiculous question.
Mrs. Mormon, why did you come here today?
We came for the same reason the entire city of Dallas came.
I want my photograph returned to me.
Why were you in the street just before the shots were fired?
Isn't it obvious? She was trying to get closer to the president.
Mrs. Hill, please, do not continue to interrupt our questioning.
Who are you?
I thought we went over that. Perhaps we should direct our questions to you.
I don't think so. I think we're leaving.
No, Mrs. Hill, that's not advisable.
I want my photograph returned to me.
All in good time, Mary. We just need your help. Won't you help us?
Come on, Mary. Let's go find JB.
Your boyfriend doesn't know you're here, Mrs. Hill.
Open this door. Please. Please open it.
We intend to, once our questioning is done.
Mrs. Hill, Mrs. Mormon.
Please open it.
We intend to, once our questioning is done.
Mrs. Hill, Mrs. Mormon. We're sorry to have alarmed you both. Mrs. Hill, Jean, please sit back down. There now. Thank you.
I don't believe you answered my question, Mrs. Mormon. Why were you in the street just before the shots were fired?
I wanted to get closer. He's the President of the United States.
Yes, ma'am.
How many shots did you hear?
It's okay, Mary. It's okay. 4 shots. 1, 2, then 2 more. Quick.
Where do you think they came from?
The top of the hill. Not all. The last one.
The top of what?
The grassy knoll. I saw somebody shooting at the President. He was standing behind the wooden fence at the top of the grassy knoll.
That's not possible.
Why did you run up the hill?
I don't know. To catch him, I think.
The shooter?
I reckon.
And do you consider yourself qualified to do that?
I don't know. Just an instinct. I didn't really think about it.
Did that instinct come from spending time with your policeman boyfriend?
That's ridiculous.
Mrs. Hill. It's still Mrs. Hill, isn't it?
Do you want me to answer that question?
No, ma'am.
You're being very contrary.
We're trying to help. You seem to be the contrary one here.
Why are you treating me this way? Like I'm a criminal or something? Why wouldn't you listen to what I have to say?
Because what you have to say is wrong.
Jean, please, let's go.
Mrs. Mormon, that door is still locked.
I don't care about my photo, please. Just let us go home.
Honey, we want to let you go home, believe me.
You're talking about 4 shots, and evidence can only account for 3 bullets, all fired from a window in a building overlooking the site.
I ran across Elm after a man that just shot the President of the United States and blew off his head!
Not possible.
How do you know?
Look, Mrs. Hill, you're only making trouble for yourself if you persist in this story.
I know what I saw.
Your statements confuse the other evidence, Mrs. Hill.
Other evidence? How could you have collected so much evidence so quickly?
You're not going to start asking us questions again now, are you?
Jean, please.
Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Ladies, excuse us.
Jean, please. Please, I'm scared and I want to go.
All right, Mrs. Hill. You two go on.
There's a lot of press outside the courthouse. I don't advise talking to them.
Take me out of here, please.
Ladies, may we have a word?
Where? In the red coat. You were there. Come talk to us.
I just want to find JB.
Find Jean, anyone. Just get us out of here.
Excuse me. I don't mean to startle you. You certainly look like you could use some help.
We want to get out of here.
You're just going to be surrounded outside.
Jean, please.
Jimmy Darnell, I'm a reporter with WBAP Channel 5. I have a news rig outside. You come with me, nobody else will touch you.
Okay, I think I recognize you.
The network's pressing us to get statements from eyewitnesses about the assassination.
Mary, are you okay with this?
Yeah, suppose so.
You'd be helping me a great deal.
Just don't call me a liar like the men here just did.
Okay, follow me outside. We'll get your statements on camera. You ever been interviewed on television before?
No, sir. I have not.
There's nothing to it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Mary, my God, how long have you been downtown?
Too long. We've been here too long.
I heard you on the radio.
TV, too.
I can't do this anymore.
You gave him your address on the radio.
TV, too. I shouldn't have done that.
Every crackpot in Dallas is going to want to speak to you.
I was right there. I seen everything. I was so looking forward to today.
I know you were, honey. Please, sit down. Just sit. Rest.
The President came to Dallas.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that, Allison? Jean, can you imagine that?
We were there, Mary.
It was perfect. It was just perfect. Rain stopped, sun came out. Perfect.
It was.
And then somebody up that hill took it all away. What right did they have, Jean? What right did they have to take that away?
I don't know.
What right did they have to take that away from me?
I don't know, Mary. I don't know.
I just wanted a special day. That's all.
You didn't deserve what happened. None of us did. I'm going to get you some coffee, okay, honey?
Okay.
You too, Jean.
Yes, please.
Jim's got some bourbon stashed in the kitchen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm putting some in mine.
Sweeten ours, too.
Allison, Jean, listen to me. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
That's pretty good, honey. You feeling better?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Mary.
Yes, Jean?
Life is never easy. There is work to be done and obligations to be met. Obligations to truth, to justice, and to liberty.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, no. I'm impressed. And I'm feeling that bourbon.
It was something to inspire my students. He said that just a few months ago.
Go, Allison. You try.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
We shouldn't be laughing. Oh, Allison. It was so awful.
What the bullet did.
No. No. We will remember our president. We will remember our president for the way he made us feel. His intelligence, his beauty, and his grace.
Do you two know Camelot?
I love that Richard Burton.
I do too. Let's sing the last verse.
For him. President Kennedy.
Don't cry, Mary.
Okay, honey.
Yes. Yes. I want to sing to the president.
Each evening from December to December, before you drift to sleep upon your cot, think back on all the tales that you remember.
I can't do
this. Come on, honey. Sure you can.
He's gone.
No, Mary. He's right here with us. Can't you feel it?
Mary, please. Ask every person if he's heard the story.
Come on, honey. And tell us strong. Tell it strong and clear, if he has not.
That once there was a fleeting wisp of glory called Camelot.
Oh, Camelot.
Goodbye, Mr. President.
Oh, Mary. I am so tired all of a sudden. Something's gone out of me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I am trying not to cry.
No, it's not you, honey. It's just where we are.
Where is that exactly?
You got me.
I do have you, my friend.
Let's go. You okay?
Yeah. Jean?
Yeah, honey?
I forgot where I parked my car.
You ladies need a lift.
No. The drive will clear my head.
If we can find your car.
Yeah.
Night, ladies.
Night, Allison.
You have been listening to Red Raincoat on a Sunny Day, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Lisa Murphy Collins. Our cast included Jocelyn Carter as Jean Hill, Mallory Glavin as Mary Moorman, Tanya Stedman as Allison, Chay Stedman as Jim the Cook, the reporter, and the first plainclothesman, Sean Sampson as Jimmy Darnell and the second plainclothesman, Micah Duclos as the police officer and the first man, John Welsh as the second man, and Bill Collins as the customer in the diner and the TV man. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. This December, Friends of KKRN Community Radio will have a unique opportunity to support KKRN through North State Giving Tuesday. This special day of giving will be held on Tuesday, December 1st. Donations to KKRN or other nonprofits can be made at northstategives.org from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. Giving Tuesday is about local people helping local community groups. You can give where you live. If you have any questions about Giving Tuesday or want to know more about listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, please call 530-337-1101. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.
The Crown has made it clear. The climate must be perfect
all the year.
A law was made a distant moon ago here. July and August cannot be too hot. And there's a legal limit to the snow here. Camelot.